Hi, how are you? Felix Haneke. We're holding here at the end of the second parak again, at the end of the previous Mishnah, I mean. And he finished off that the Seder of two Zugis were Dafka Shachta by Sheni, like he says, Kamikabim by Sheni Kulamay Zugis Mitama Shamanu. So the Zugas show a certain chisorin of Torah that was by Sheni, which is the Pashtas by Sheni was missing a whole bunch of things. There was no Nevuah. There definitely was a weakness in the middle, it's limited to. That's one reason why the Mahalach of Zugas was by Sheni. Then he says, גם כי רואה לבי השני הזוגס שאיכות נוסי והשני הבזן זוג ביחד ודוב זה ידוע לבוינים כי יש לבייס המקדש ופרט לבייס השני אז אולו בני מה גודלי הכובד הבייס האחרון it's not clear a little bit, I don't know, maybe there's something missing maybe, but I find him, he says it's a mila that's in the bias in the base of Migdash that they had Zugas because it says Goli Yaakov Rabbais Achren. So first of all, it's one thing when you have two terutzim that are similar. In other words, both are reasons. The reason why Yatsugis is because at the first terutz would be a reason for one chisar, and the second terutz would be a reason for another chisar. Fine. But how do you go and from the first terutz you say that the zugis are bad and they show a chisar of Torah, and that's why Yatsugis and Bayesheni. And then the second territory it says is Bifrat, and it says Goli covered by Zachrin, so especially it's Roy to have it there. I mean, you can't do a territory Menakotze Lakotze that two is a mile or two chisar, Zugas a mile, Zugas a chisar. Then he says, V'etam yedu lan avoynim, shebi yisam migdash nevi b'shtei yadayim, l'chsib migdash chakoni yadecho, kirisa b'sotas ksubis. V'yikol b'shvul zeh m'shtei tzdotin, shen yad yimin v'yatsmoil, וכך נוסי והבזן, וכך דווקא בי שני יזוגס. ויוסי יאב ויור בי שני. So he says, there was more av and year and bay sheni because there was more zugis. So, I don't think that he means to say that there was more av and year kind of boyfriend Chloe, that there was, like you say, Milas, there was a lot more Avot Sashem, not Mirah Sashem. I think it means to say more, there was a lot more pronounced the distinction between Av and Yira. Like it says in Bayis Sheni, Lachin Davka Sheni Azugois, you had a split, and therefore Av and Yira were more pronounced as separate midas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Bayis Sheni. Lafikah Rishon Yan Tignus say Mazeh Bava VYira, V'Chakach Halavoy Yisoid, V'Chakach one was Mazeh Ava and the other Yira, U'Dvar Meilesh Chalav Mo'id Mo'ikin Dvar Mbru. So Bemis, he's saying things that the Chura seem to say to each other about which is bigger and which is smaller, and is Zugis a good phenomenon or it's a bad phenomenon. Bemis, the Chazal, the Pesukim themselves are say to each other, the Chura. On the one hand, it says there were things missing by Sheni, from Bayis Rishon, the Chamisha Dvarim, and very choshev things. I mean, you're talking about the Aron, you're talking about the Shechina, all different manifestations of Shechina. There's Kainim that still remember the Bayis Rishon cried when they saw the Bayis Sheni. Definitely was lacking an awful lot. And yet there was a kiyum of Gol Yaakov of the Bayis Achron, whether it was Bishanim or Bibinyan, but it asks itself, how you talking? That's something which the less Ashur Sashchina had more chshivas in some way and lasted longer. It's a shaila on the Bayis Sheni, on the aspect in Bayis Sheni by even Klali, how are we deharing it, inferior or superior? So the emes is that the key word lies in the Godel Yeah Covet of Bayis Achron. The covet of the Bayis Achron will be greater than the Bayis Arishin. Let's I mean, that's the nekuda of, is it, was the Hashos HaShchina greater, or was the Kavod greater? And that is this Chalkus. The Kavod is always a reflection of, the Kavod means where the person's Metzius reflects in the others around him. The Mokom, we spoke about the Midas HaMalchus, which is B'derech HaOl synonymous with Kavod Nizinyanim, that the greatness of it is in the reflection of others. So let's take an example, a little bit of a crude example. It's not exactly Daime, but just to begin with Sabbath season. Let's say you have a Givaldic Rav, who's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and an awesome person. He's not such a great teacher, but he has Talmidim. And the Talmidim say over a lot of Torah from him, they have a lot of Psakim of his, a lot of Anhagas of his, and so on. So when you hear the Talmud, you see the greatness. So you look at the yeshiva, you say to yourself, I see the Oymed Barosha is a Gadol Admoit, I see this Godless. And the Talmidim take that Godless with them, the Zichronis, the Psakim, and so on and so forth. There's a second yeshiva where the Rosh Yeshiva is not such a big God himself. He doesn't count to the first one, but he's a much bigger koyach in teaching. So he gives the Talmidim the kelim that they should, and with the kelim that he gives them to learn how to learn and how to approach a shayla and so on and so forth, they come out with great hesegim. They come out with greatly accomplished. So you have two opposite mahalchim. One, you have the mashpia is begadlus mitzaratzmoi, but he doesn't have the ability or the hatzlocha to actually be mashpia a lot. He's lacking in the midas of hashpa, in properly being mashpia. So when I have the talmidim, I have little copies of the Rebbe, but not the top, the God's Tami is not great. And then I have the second case where the person's Hashkoyach Hashpoh is Givaldik and Talmidim are very big. The switch in Mahalach between Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni was between those two Mahalachim. When you say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusoy, Shema Yisrael is where Hashkoyach Hashpoh is Lamala, and that's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. Baruch Shem for Nochus says you want the world to shine out with a light that says it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nivroim and so on. In Bayis Rishon, the center of Bayis Rishon was ongoing hashpos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had been mashpia a lot into Bayis Rishon. And there was Nevuah there, and Ritumim, and Orin. All of these were constant hashpos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a great oifin. So the Bayis Rishon was really a little, what shall we call it? It's a safety box for Shechina, a repository for Shechina. So mitzad that is Ein Erech greater than was afterwards. Compared to the first bias, there was no Shechina in the second bias. None of the manifestations of Shechina were present. Me'idach Gisa, how much did it accomplish mitzad the Shemim, mitzad, the accomplishment mitzad the people was greater in bias Sheni than bias Rishon? In other words, the bias was bigger and lasted longer. That's the most outward reflection, that the chshivas of the bias was greater. So the first bias, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was greater in the sense of the level of Gilui and so on and so forth. In the second bias, the bias was greater. Whether in Shonim or in Binyan, it, it was a bigger bias. It itself was bigger. In the Mahalchim of Aven Yira, I want to explain this Nakuda also. This is a little bit of a finer Nakuda. In the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we distinguish three stages. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzmos Echad. So if a person is one, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, his hashpos are echadik, and therefore that's all there is. Achas Dibur Elokim. When I explain it, I can't explain it. I can't explain it in terms of echad. I need to explain it in its components. But let's give an example, a side example. But again, we should chop it because it's a little bit of a delicate inyan. If a person sees a tree outside, a person sees a scenery. A person standing outside and sees a beautiful scenery, very very nice. Then he sees a painting of the same scenery that duplicates it, and the person is in much greater hispilus from it. Why? Why is a painting? I recently saw a painting where an old masterpiece, real old masterpiece, worth millions of dollars, I happen to be somewhere, and it's, you can see the creases on the person's dress, the way they would be on a normal person, reflecting the light exactly the way it is. So you say to yourself, I'm not misspoiled when I see somebody walking and I see part of his suit is dark, part of his light, and part of his creased. That's partial, because that's what it is. It's a creased suit in a light, and that's that. But when somebody took two dabs of paint and another dab of discolored paint and put it together in a way that reproduces it, that's extremely, extremely impressive. When I see the person was standing there with a few globs of paint, and out of that he created it, that is an extraordinary feat. When I see the Dvar Hashem as Echad, then the way it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fine. Shama v'zecho b'dir b'echad nemru. That Echad is reserved for God, and that's what it is. But then we get Hashpaz HaKadosh Baruch Hu in different Ifanim, and then when we put it together, and we braid two different Ifanim and make it into one Mahalach, that becomes extremely striking. When I distinguish by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Av and Yira are the same. It's Hainu Hach. So that's not anything that we can be spoiled from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one. It's the oneness that's perfect. The kelim and the hashpahs that he gave us can come only in different denominations, of which Av and Yira are the two contrasts, like black and white, Av and Yira. When I take Av and Yira as tools and make them into a one unit by balancing it right, then I get a certain accomplishment that goes way beyond the pratim, and more in a sense than the accomplishment of the first time when it's all one, because I can distinguish the pieces that I made it from, just like the painting. It's globs of paint, but when I stand there, I see a person, I see a king in his sparkling glory, made out of globs of paint that are properly integrated with each other. Therefore, in Bayis Rishon, the predominant sense was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashpah. The godless of the Bayis lay in the amount of Elikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mashpia. The godless of Bayis Sheni lay in how the Kli Kibul played itself out. The Tziruf of Av and Yira as the tzuruf of Ava and Yira together in the first bias was muted, it was pashut. That's the way it was in effect. In the second bias, being that it was focused on the Mekablim, I saw those elements joining together and becoming one. And in that sense, it was much greater. So just like if someone were to ask me, what's better or bigger or cheshiva, the mountains and the lake and the forest that you see there, or the painting of the mountain and the lake and the forest that's hanging on the wall? So if you ask me in absolute terms, certainly the real forest and lake is grander and bigger and so on and so forth. But if you ask me in terms of being able to take local physical things and recreate it, the second one, that's much cheshiva. So in Torah it's also like that. From the first bias, everything was one voice. We had a bezna, it was machria, and everything. And Torah came down to us monolithic. So there's a chlorkite, there's a behirus that you don't have in the second one. We spoke last week, I believe, about the difference between Cham and Levana and behirus versus Yofi. I think we spoke here.
Yeah.
That Chama carries in itself behirus and behirus, and that was by Yisrishin. The Dvar Hashem was a lot more clear because it was Akadosh Baruch Hu's presence was greater. In the second bias, it was a b'china, like it says in the Gemara, Noshokhu, this amount of aloches, vechziron bepilpula, or ahadrino bepilpuli. The ability to take what was given, which means when you take a machloikas, you take two tzadim to an inyan, and you balance them so that you get the right emes, that was the meat of the Torah that was in the second bias. By understanding, when a person says, well, I've got to have this amount of Ava, and I have to have this amount of Yira, and when I balance one against the other, I get a certain emes that of Hanhaga that I don't have otherwise. So in terms, the place where it happens is in the Mekabel. The person's Mekabel, the input to the. So let's say a person, you don't even machlokes, but a person hears different messages. One message is how terrible Gehenim is and how difficult the Einish is going to be, chulam v'chulam. Then he has a message about how beloved every Yid is, and chulam v'chulam v'chulam. When he hears it, he hears one. That's all he can hear in one time. But when he puts it together, mitzidoi, if he integrates it right, then there's a certain shlemus that's incorporating all of the different nekudas that go on to him. And that's a godless that you don't have otherwise. So in Bayis Sheni, it both halves are correct. On the one hand, there's a chisaron. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't giving a clear message anymore, and therefore you had zugis. And that's mitzah, the yiridus, ha-doiris, ha-tkufis, from Bayis Sheni to Bayis Sheni. So he's right in learning that up. The second thing is, there's also a godless in Bayis Sheni that it took the Torah of zugis. And the elementary Torah of Zugis is Avin, Yira, and so on, and was able to bring it together in an oifen that created, by balancing one against the other, you came up with certain kudus of emes. And that's what the Maral says. It was kol b'shul zeh mishneit stodin sheyad yimin v'yad smoil. That's correct. Nasir avbezin. We heard disparate on Haggis, and then we balanced them out, and the b'metzias that came out was much greater. And that's why he says, B'yoseh sa'ava yibay sheni, I don't think he means that there was more Ava and Yira. He means to say that the ability, you deherit more Ava and Yira because you were looking mitzad the Mekablim. And each one has his own particular knetch. Each one has his own mahalach over here. And that's why the Torah of the Zugis had each one separate, And putting them together, that's what it came out. But there are klal in every mahalach. The makabel is the seif pasik of whatever it is, whatever mahalach was going on. I am giving something, doing something, taking something away from for somebody. So the place where all the pieces have to fit in lay in the tachlis. It says in the pasuk, it says v'om do raglov v'yomahu, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas are when a person walks, his right foot and his left foot are never together. That's in the mahalach of walking. When a person comes to rest, both feet come together. In other words, in the midas that are constant, the coming together of the two anhagas to become one takes place within the makabel dafka. Since the makabel is the matara, so the marshal, let's take a teaching example. A person teaches Talmidim for a year. So the entire year together is what the Talmidim are getting. One day they can get kaas, one day they can get teaching, one day they can get friendliness. And one person, so a person will come along and say, well, what do you want? You're baffling me. Do you want them to be scared of you? Do you want them to love you? Do you want them to respect you, to admire you? What is it that you want? And then when the person comes and sees the end result, he sees in the Talmud, hopefully all the bits and pieces of the Mashpia found their place, and his Anhaga reflects them all together. So, Bayis Rishon Bayis Sheni is two extraordinarily different kufis in Klal Yisrael. Bayis Rishon is where there is hashpah still coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that sets the tone. So there's a goddess in hashpah. Bayis Sheni, which Chanuk is the yontav Bayis Sheni l'maisa, Purim is in the middle somewhere, but in the real yontav Bayis Sheni is Chanukah. So it's the place where the makabel is a lot more important than the mashpia. The herring in the makabel, all the different kneches of that the mashpia meant to put into him. We're looking, just like when you look at a painting, you say, oh, there's a red shmear, there's a green shmear, there's a blue shmear. We recognize the different in yanim, but we recognize av and yira. But what's important is the covet is when you have, when it comes together. So there you have a much stronger deher in the world of covet. Shema Yisrael Shechen Shemechor is the strongest description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamala, and Baruch Shem Kodesh Malchut Olamet is the strongest description of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lamata, because in the covet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reflected in others takes place Lamata, and B'meila it is from the bits and pieces, from the pieces of, from this world, that you build out those inyanim, and vice versa, the inyanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu all have the hallmark of Echad. So in some ways Chanukah is a much weaker yontif than the other yontif of Mitzad Gilu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a much, much more powerful yontif Mitzad, what we can make out of the yontif, out of the day. Because it's all focused on us, the Herring of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather than him speaking over there. Any questions?
Just if we say that in the Bayis Sheni, the Kli Kibul was the Ika, and I presume that the pshat is that Klal Yisrael achieved a certain chashivas in being Kli Kibul that they didn't achieve in Bayis Rishon.
Yes.
So then, how do we understand that the Chatoim, that eventually caused the Churban of Bayis Sheni?
It would be parallel to what it says by the same question could be asked like the Rambam about the Bchira. How could it be that Bchira was given only if a person did an Aveira? Balkarach, you have to say that the Mahalach could have come about, the change could have come about in a positive way had they deserved it. The fact that they didn't, so it came about as a Churban and a Tikkun. Mm. But the same Mahalach could have been presented as a stage two rather than a Churban and a Tikkun. The fact that it's be Churban and have come just like Moshe Madav Adayma, Sari Roy and Gil Bunin, had we been Zeicha, we wouldn't have it. Having a kid is as natural as any other human function. Because it was the Chet, it was the Nechzos Chet, therefore it had to come about through Tsar, it had to come about through Tsar and so on.
How do we understand that the Churban of Bayis Rishon was Suchatoim, the Wachir, less, as far as I remember, the Mefarad, less Pnimi as Dekan Nechatoim of the Wagurim, the Churban of Bayis Sheni, seems to be much bigger kilkul mitzad the mekablin.
It was a chet that struck more home at the heart of what Bayis Sheni was supposed to be. If Bayis Sheni's problem is mitzad the mekablin, it has no schus kiyum anymore. If it mars its main nekuda, that's where it loses its schus kiyum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shkoyach.
By the way, Gershon, could I have your phone number by any chance?
Sure. The mobile number or the house number? My mobile number or the house
what
number?
Give me both.
The mobile number is 078.
Yeah.
28.
Yeah.
78.